You're listening to the Christmas Podcasts podcast.
It's gonna hurt a little bit, isn't it?
Fred, I'm not gonna lie to you. It ain't gonna tickle.
Is your house on fire, Claude?
No, Bethany, those are Christmas lights.
Don't throw me down, Claude.
I'll try not to, Aunt Bethany.
I believe, silly, but I believe.
This is Christmas! The season of perpetual hope!
This is tradition.
Hello, happy November, and welcome to the Christmas Podcasts podcast. Thanks for listening. My name is Sean. New episodes from our podcasters are still going strong, so as always, I'll get you up to date about those new podcasts, and I was going to talk with Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter, but the life of a mailman can be unpredictable, so that conversation will be postponed. Meanwhile, don't forget to visit ChristmasHallOfFame.net and vote for your pick for the inaugural class of 2020. Time is running short, so get your votes in now. Also, go to ChristmasPodcast.com to find links to all the podcasts I talk about and leave a review of those podcasts. All right, now, let's get the ship moving.
Oh, fudge.
We have two new podcasts to ChristmasPodcast.com. First up is 12 Days Pod, a Christmas podcast about holiday movies hosted by a couple, Cara and Dan, who disagree on what a typical holiday experience is and laugh even more. Next up is Snow in Southtown. Snow in Southtown is a Christmas podcast that discusses movies, TV specials, music, and everything fun about Christmas. Mike and Rusty are also musicians who release Christmas music each year through several projects, including Ralphie's Red Riders, a band that only writes songs inspired by a Christmas story. And Tim still has his made-for-podcast movie going, so here's the trailer for that.
Holly is a dedicated cop.
I'm sorry, honey. I've been really focused on a big case here.
I just wish the bad guys didn't spend more time with you than I do.
She's getting some time off for Christmas, whether she wants it or not.
It's Christmas. Take some of those days off you never use and spend some time at home in Port Caldwell.
Now she's headed back to her small town.
The Port Caldwell Christmas Festival celebrates the best in us.
And finally spending Christmas with her husband.
Coffee and a Christmas cookie down at Betty's.
I never say no to Betty's coffee.
Meet you downstairs.
But what happens when her job follows her home?
Bobby, are you in here? The door just locked behind me.
Welcome to the Christmas party. So glad you could stop by.
Now, instead of celebrating with her husband, she'll have to save him.
Okay, Holly, you're trapped in a building. There's a bomb in the building, and Bobby's in the building.
But can she save the day, save her marriage, and save Christmas at the same time?
There is no point in hiding, Detective.
Come on, Yakov Smirnoff. Give me some clues to where that bomb is.
The Can't Wait for Christmas podcast presents a made-for-podcast Christmas movie that can best be described as Die Hard in a Hallmark movie.
Take some days off. Help Bobby with the festival.
Tune in each month for...
You've got to be kidding me!
Oh, Mother Russia!
A bomb for Christmas.
You had better hurry, Mrs. McTernan. There is not much time left.
New chapters premiering on the 25th of each month. Find them at CantWaitForChristmasPod.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
How do I look? Nice?
You've got sash.
You're right. This completes the ensemble.
Here are the new episodes that dropped the week of November 7th through the 13th. Snow in Southtown had an episode on the 7th titled Blue Light Special. Mike and Rusty talk about a Cabbage Patch Christmas from 1984 and a Garfield Christmas special from 1987. Be sure to join them on November 21st for their 12-hour Christmas movie marathon, and you can watch and chat with them at their Senior, or you can watch on your own and interact with Mike and Rusty on social media. Join them for one film or for all 12 hours. Christmas Potting Podcast had an episode on the 8th titled We Discover Who Is the Undisputed King of Christmas. Liam and Ness find out why re-giving Christmas presents is the best thing you can do for others. Who is the King of Christmas, Frank Sinatra or Michael Bublé? They find out, and you won't believe, the latest offering in Christmas foods, the Ultimate Christmas Sandwich. They have weekly episodes from now until Christmas on Australia's only Christmas podcast. Tis the podcast, an episode on the 9th titled, Human Beings Aren't Meant to Be Alone on the Holidays. We actually need warmth, companionship, and someone to drunk mock strangers with at parties. Julia, Tom, and Anthony cover the 2020 Netflix original holiday film, Holidate. The opinions on this movie range all over the spectrum between the three elves with this one, as users speculated they would on social media in advance of this recording, and debate rages about whether the main relationship in the movies feel real, whether this qualifies as a Christmas movie, whether or not any film set in the present should be set at malls anymore, and whether or not this is merely a Hallmark holiday movie dressed up with a dash of raunch and a plethora of vulgarity. Plus, Anthony once again finds himself on the opposite side of a wide divide from Tom and Julia as it pertains to the idea of infidelity in movies and television shows. In addition to all this, the elves discuss how they spent their Halloweens. Tom teases a new podcast he's launching with another host within the Christmas Podcast Network. Anthony talks briefly about the Dresden Files short story Christmas Eve, and Julia expresses her excitement for next week's scheduled film. All of this and much, much more takes place within this festive Laugh a Plenty episode that you want to be sure not to miss. So settle in beside your Christmas tree with your favorite Starbucks holiday flavored drink in this year's beautifully designed red cup, relax, and enjoy. Yuletide TV, a Christmas podcast, had an episode on the 9th titled The Christmas Ride. Chris, Brian, and John provide a spoiler-light review of the new holiday film, The Christmas Ride. The boys explain why this micro-budget mumblecore movie has a little something for everyone this Christmas. This movie is now available on Amazon Prime and Vimeo, and all three hosts recommend giving it a watch if you're looking for something fresh to shake up your typical holiday viewing. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had an episode on the 9th titled Moonlighting Part 1 with Michael Kristelman. Bruce Willis and Sybil Shepherd are in their stride, and Michael Kristelman joins Jerry to talk about it. Yep, that's 'twas the episode before Christmas of Moonlighting. Trapped in an allegory? Maybe. Let's see. Marry with a Child? Check. Three Kings? Check. Christmas Star? Check. Even if it's only on a tree. Oh yeah, and it gets meta. Don't forget the Gag Me with a Spoon episode and check it out. TGI Podcast had an episode on the 10th titled A Full House Miracle of Thanksgiving. This episode features the first guests of the podcast. Matt is joined by his friends Ben and Scott to discuss the miracle of Thanksgiving from Full House's first season. The trio discuss how much is too much when it comes to gut-wrenching moments in a sitcom, whether or not Uncle Jesse partied hard on Black Wednesday, and they ultimately determine if this episode should be deemed a Thanksgiving classic. A Cozy Christmas Podcast had an episode on November 10th titled A Creative Little Christmas. Hold on to your hats. Art is talking to three guests in this episode. There is a great community of Christmas fans that gather together at MyMerryChristmas.com. In this episode, he interviews three of the members of the website community that have used their creative talents to bring Christmas cheer. Art speaks to Bill from TheVillageCollector.com. He is a collector of Christmas villages and has an amazing website that showcases all of the decorative talents he and others have done over the years. They talk about his website, Christmas Villages, and share some great family Christmas memories. Then he's joined on the phone by a new author, Sandra McCauley, who has written a Christmas book called A Town Called Festive. They talk about her book, writing, and the joys of living in a small town. And of course, they talk about Christmas too. And finally, Art and I chat about podcasting, Christmas, Dickens' A Christmas Carol, and we share some of our favorite Christmas memories. And I was honored to join Art for this episode. MyMerryChristmas.com has gathered together an amazing group of creative people of all types and hobbies. And once you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, go on over to MyMerryChristmas.com and join the forums. Season's Eatings Podcast had an episode on November 10th titled Side Dish Eggnog. The combination of egg, milk, and sugar are the basis of many great dishes. Add some alcohol and you've got the beginning of a wonderful, creamy holiday beverage. Join host Glenn Warren as he explores 13th century monks, Shakespeare's Hamlet, and the rich American history of eggnog. Christmas Clatter Podcast, an episode on November 10th titled Santa Inc. Todd talks with author Chris Livingston about his new fiction book, Santa Inc., which is available on Amazon. The Sleigh Bells and Mistletoe Christmas Podcast, an episode on November 10th titled Christmas Nostalgia Part 2. Ricky and Mary continue their series on nostalgia and the power of remembering Christmas's past as we celebrate Christmas present. Those moments bonded a Salt Lake City sports reporter and his loved ones. Ben Anderson talks to Ricky about different memories and traditions and TV shows being like a piece of home. Netflixmas Podcast had an episode on November 11th titled Christmas Catch featuring Glenn Rose, Diamond Reindeer Stealer Edition. On this episode, Scarlett and Holly are joined by the hilarious Glenn Rose. They talk about how they relate mostly to the main character's friends and family when they roast how she dresses, and they find it very weird that she's so hot yet super awkward. They, well, mostly Holly, talk about how hot the main hunk is. Also, why was the best friend slash partner not a competing love interest? Disclaimer, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Santa by the Minute Podcast had an episode on November 11th titled Minute 33, Like the Sands Through the Hourglass. Donner looks down and is shocked to realize he is flying. Santa assures him there is nothing to worry about just before another montage begins. An hourglass shows the passing of the centuries, and we see the beginning of the tradition of written letters to Santa. Plus, does the hourglass reveal when Santa's first flight was? Join John and Ben as they discuss Minute 33 of Santa Claus the Movie from 1985. The Merry Little Podcast had an episode on the 12th titled Let It Be Christmas. Let it be Christmas, despite what 2020 has become. That is the theme and the message of this merry episode of the Merry Little Podcast that is filled with music. Jeff takes a look back at his thoughts of Christmas just months ago and the predictions he made last spring about what this Christmas will be like. It's here now. So how are we dealing with it? He takes a look back in history at two very different stories. Jeff discusses George Washington's Christmas at Valley Forge and the story of Archie Roosevelt, the son of President Roosevelt. Please join the merry forums of My Merry Christmas, where they have ideas of plenty about the virtual Christmas and the things that can be done together to let it be Christmas. Netflixmas Podcast had their second episode on November 12th titled Operation Christmas Drop, featuring Shame Watch, Operation Everyone's Getting a Hairbrush. Boy, oh boy, do Scarlett and Holly have a super special treat for you. In honor of Veterans Day, they are releasing this bonus episode. Holly and Scarlett are joined by three quarters of the Shame Watch crew, Kenny, James, and Aaron. They learn, they laugh, and they say Operation Christmas Drop almost as many times as they say it in the movie. Disclaimer again, this podcast contains spoilers and swears. Christmas Time in the City Podcast had an episode on the 12th titled Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade 2020. Who doesn't love a parade? In this episode, Chris and Chris talk about the 2020 Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. They run through all the balloons flying and break down how social distancing will affect the parade this year. In listener mail, they talk about how to duplicate a New York City Christmas if you can't make it there this year. Totally Rad Christmas Podcast had their second episode this week on November 12th titled Christmas Island with Scott Leopold. Jerry is joined by Scott Leopold from Holly Jolly Xmasu podcast to talk about the genius that was Leon Redbone and his bodacious Christmas Island album. What's Tin Pan Alley, you ask? Find out here. They get into the mystique of the man and his musical style. Don't forget, Gag Me with a Spoon. Check it out to the max. Merry Britsmas had an episode on November 13th titled Stop the Cavalry and Ross Kemp's Scrooge. In the first of Adam's November episodes, he honors Remembrance Day by hearing all about Jonah Louie's Stop the Cavalry, discusses the wonderful stories of Raymond Briggs, and explores the surprisingly intriguing take on A Christmas Carol from ITV in 2000 starring Ross Kemp. 12 Days Pod had an episode on the 13th titled Josh Groban's The Polar Express. In the 7th episode of 12 Days Pod, Kara and Dan discuss time travel, Santa's different states of matter, and why this movie is Tom Hanks' one-man show.
What in the name of Sam Hill is that?
That's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Christmas Podcast Podcast. I'm hoping to have a conversation with Todd Killian from Christmas Clatter on next week, barring any unforeseen issues. Todd is a mailman, and his workload is increasing, so let's keep our fingers crossed. I would also like to thank all of the other podcasters that are on our websites for sharing their love of Christmas with us and all the listeners out there. I would like to thank Jeff Westover of My Merry Christmas for not only helping me put this podcast together, but for all of the other things he does behind the scenes as well. And I'd especially like to thank you for listening to this podcast. I'm always looking for new and interesting Christmas podcasts. So if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like me to listen to, or if you have a Christmas podcast you'd like to have us feature, just email me at sean@christmaspodcast.com. That's Sean, S-E-A-N, as in Sean Penn, and let me know. You can also let me know what you think of this podcast as well. And I also encourage you to visit christmaspodcast.com and review any or all of the Christmas podcasts we have there. We also have links to those podcasts so you can download all the episodes you like for your listening pleasure. You can find Christmas Podcast Podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, or anywhere you get your podcasts from. And we are also on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Christmas Pods, all one word. Once again, I'd like to thank you for listening to the Christmas Podcast Podcast. And remember, stay safe, keep the spirit of Christmas in your heart, and if you need me, I'll be in the corner of the Shispering Pines, sipping on some eggnog, listening to Christmas Podcasts. ChristmasPodcast.com is a proud member of the My Merry family of websites, including SantaUpdate.com. Go to SantaUpdate.com, where they'll update you on all the happenings at the North Pole between now and Santa's launch, and then join them as they track Santa around the world, not only on the website, but also on Kringle Radio.
Driving like an absolute pro who makes a lot of mistakes.